So when I came here, I came from a community that varied from about six was sort of tops down to about, there were just Ajahn Sona and myself for a time, plus Meechi Mon, so that'd be three. And it was a small community, and of course with visitors. And then when I arrived at Ubayagiri, it was like coming to the city or something. at Birken, I had a hand in, at least I knew what was going on everywhere, and I had a hand in most of the things. And here, there were whole building projects I'd never even visited. So, but what I found throughout my year here was the quality of training, which I benefited a great deal from. There was a consistency in the training. Of course, Ajahn Amaro was here for almost that whole period as well. And there was a consistency and obviously a pattern to things because it had been going on by that time for many years already. And there was also a quality of friendship. Everyone was different. We had, we gravitated naturally towards this or that monk, and you had less in common with some others. And of course, issues of seniority were relevant because if someone was 15 years senior to you, being kind of an older monk, I mean, I was 47 when I entered, when I became an Anagarika. So I spanned things a little bit, but that could be a little bit uncomfortable because I could be perhaps a little presumptive sometimes because I was kind of old, yet I didn't really have the monastic form well enough in place. But anyway, people have been very considerate and kind around that for a long time.